You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com. And streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Bar Rescue After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bar Rescue After Show.
Uh-oh. I like it. Oh.
What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor? What do you do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Way, hey, lips rises, way, hey, lips rises, way.
Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing it, and we are doing it here tonight at AfterBuzz TV with Bar Rescue. We're at season two, first episode, the most controversial episode yet in the history of one season of Bar Rescue. I'm Kim Lai, your host, and I want to go ahead and introduce my other fabulous co-host here this evening. We'll go ahead and start to my left.
Kevin Undergaro here.
Dorinda Barker.
And I'm Phil Palin,
our social media expert. Okay, so this is, we do have some surprises in this episode coming up for you. We have an exclusive interview with Tracy, the bar owner of Pirates Tavern, and she will be calling in towards the end of our show for our special segment. I think I was a little blown away. So I think we go ahead and get into this, and we talk about the bar.
Really? By the way, great episode, right? Great episode.
So there's so much going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But I do want to talk about, you know, how John always goes and has someone do reconnaissance for him.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he had his wife, Nicole, go in, and they knew her.
Yeah, I thought it was obvious. Of course they're going to know her.
He thought it was, right, because she's not a pirate, and
yes,
you can tell, right.
She completely stood out. She was dressed too, she was too clean going into that bar, that they knew she was someone.
Okay. What I liked was how hard they were trying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To please her. That was really funny.
And they failed. They failed
miserably.
Because
it was so unreal.
Yeah. But, you know, a part of me thought, too, that, I mean, there was nobody else in the bar because so many people come in and then they leave because they're turned off. She stayed.
Yeah.
So a part of me also felt that they were, oh, my God, this is our one person. So they're all, who else are they going to talk to? There's no other customers. So they each make it a point to go talk to her.
That is true, too. But it was just a little bit, to me, too much, where I felt like they knew her because they probably had saw the show before because they
right,
did call,
course.
You know,
of course.
Got mm-hmm. in touch with them. But I did like how they brought an old, not an old person, that makes it sound, but someone from
season one
mm-hmm. The owner of The Bone, which was originally the chicken bone.
Right.
And that's a great episode, too. But
and he was very difficult, too. He was pig-headed and it was really hard to be reached. It was interesting that they got him, but he, mm-hmm. you know, at least he said he appreciated what John had done for him.
Oh yeah, and for them to come back and to help them must mean he mm-hmm. really appreciated him.
In their pirate costumes.
I think, you know, you guys, even though people are calling him because the bar is struggling and they are looking for a strategy to bring in more money, it's like when he goes in and approaches them the way he does, especially in this season, even though it's only been two episodes,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a little hard at first to hear, because this is your livelihood. You're in and you're there every day. It is hard to see outside of the box when you're in it. And so to have someone come in and approach you in that manner, I think it would, you'd probably put up a little bit of a fight to start, which everyone has.
Well, you know, if you're making, even if you're a filmmaker, that's the point. I can speak to the restaurant business because I was in it for a long time. But if you're a filmmaker and you have, I mean, I can tell you the big name directors or producers that will give you all this free advice. And, you know, you're I'm going to show you because I'm going to make this original movie, this different movie or this thing. I'm going to show you this can work. And so, I mean, you can see it in that business, but you're clearly seeing it every, and we see it every week. And what I was, I think I was saying to you guys is talking to somebody on Kitchen Nightmares, the casting person of Kitchen Nightmares. She was saying one of the things that after all the years they've done that, they're continually astounded by is the fact that they say they want the help, but they don't really want the help.
So they resist and they
fight and they argue. And listen, I know myself, 12 years of managing Maria is arguably there's Ryan Seacrest and there's Maria. So you're talking about the very top of the hosting game. And I get people all the time say, oh, you know, what am I doing wrong? Or what, some of them are celebrities and then others who are trying to break in. And I'll start telling them and nope, right off the bat, bang. Nope, this is what I have to do. No, you're wrong about this. And I say, okay, whatever.
Well, because I think they take it more personal than business. And that's what the problem is, especially when like John goes in there, he's being more business, telling them, but it's their blood, sweat, and tears that they've put into this that isn't working. Even though they know it's not working, they don't want someone to tell them it's not working.
Right. You never want to hear that,
especially coming from him.
Right. And the way
he does it.
Yes. How about this? Okay. Is it just me, or did you notice in both episodes that he's more aggressive?
Abrasive,
aggressive, in your face, condescending, a little demeaning. I know those words mean the same thing. But I thought, wow, he's really over the top this
season. And he doesn't
need
to be.
Does not need to be at all.
Because it worked last year, and I do think so. I'm seeing both episodes.
Mm-hmm.
If I didn't see the second episode, which we're not going to cover tonight, if I just saw the pirate one, I'd say, okay, these people just drove him mad. They made him snap.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you see the second one, he's also yelling a lot too. And my fear is, and I don't know this, but my fear is watching Gordon Ramsay. You know, Gordon has the same formula as, again, we were talking about during commercial, but he literally will take a scoop of food. He sits down. Oh, let me order something. What's good on the menu? Mm-hmm. He orders something. Mm-hmm. He spits it out.
Every episode.
Oh, terrible. I wouldn't give this to my dog. Blah, blah, blah. And then he's always yelling and yelling and yelling at people, right? And then he never and then it's like it goes from there and it ends with the hugs and the tears and everyone gets together. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if they didn't say to John, you know, we really need more out of this, out of you this year, which, mistake, you don't. You had a great show. You don't need it.
And he's
really great at what he does. He's a great host and he's really smart. You don't need it, you know?
And absolutely not. And there's only one Gordon Ramsay. That's like everyone, when something is starting to really, really work, you try to duplicate it instead of just keep what you had.
And here's the mistake. I'm going to tell you something else and it'll probably shock you guys, my opinion. I like John better. And you know why? I like Gordon because I love Gordon. But I like John because he's teaching us about...
Oh, more than Gordon Ramsay?
Yes, because he's teaching us about drinks.
Mm-hmm.
He's
teaching
us about the ambience of the bar. Notice how much more detail. This is a smaller show, you guys. This is a cable show. It's not network.
Right.
And notice the much more detail into the decor and stuff. Gordon, if you go and you look at those, and I watch it. It's my guilty pleasure. I watch it like every night, Gordon's thing, because I like to learn about business. And so I watch ones from 2007 up to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not doing the amount of detail that John puts in, even to the decorations and the money they're spending. They're not doing it on Gordon's show, which is a big network show. So don't fix it, right? Isn't that the old saying? Like, we've got something good going here.
Now, here's my question that I have for you, because you watch Kitchen Nightmares a lot, and I've seen it a few times, not a
great
lot.
Great show.
It really is. And my question is, what I love about John, one of my favorite parts of the show all the time, is when he brings the blueprint out.
Yes!
And he shows them, this is where you can get your business. This is where, you know, and his research, and he's gone through
all of it. And all bar owners, by the way, bartenders and bar owners have all written the show and said, thank you, because you're teaching me about my bar.
Oh, yeah.
So we're all learning. So I love it, yeah. But I do feel like he's much more aggressive now, and it's you know, I think it's being produced, and yuck, don't need it.
Yeah. I think they should have left. I think they should have kept with what they were doing for a while, a few more seasons, until it was time for a change. But I think doing something just one season doesn't warrant change yet.
I agree.
Yeah, I do.
Change
I
after three or four, maybe.
And, yeah. But and we need to find out. We got to do some due diligence and find out if there's security on set, because he's getting so aggressive.
Something's going to happen.
A few times, I thought someone was going to get punched out.
And if you and he mentions in season one, it was only when he was at the was it the Canyon bar? Not Bar and Grill. It was the It got changed to the, he changed it to the Canyon, and this baseball player, like, really angry guy that was serving, like, falling for beer.
That was a crazy
And
episode.
That was the one he said, no, we almost fought.
Yes.
He's like, it almost got physical.
You could feel, so you, it was you, only you could once. Feel it through the TV.
But now it's like both weeks. It's like I can't see somebody not stepping up and saying, let's fight. So I wonder if there's security there. I feel like there has to be. Right?
Yeah. And like an episode like this and dealing with these people, even though there's, I felt for these, the people at the Pirates Tavern, still, I was afraid one of them might have, like, gone after him.
It's, okay, well, let's talk about these people.
Yeah.
So we
these people.
Okay.
The pirates.
Well, you're saying these people, so it's like, let's explain who these people are. And they are, I swear to you, I was sending Dorinda an email yesterday, and it was, these people are really pirates, Dorinda. They are really pirates.
Now, are you, anyone here familiar with pirate culture? Anybody?
I can't say that.
So, Phil, you know Phil, Val D'Ambrosier, right? You know Val.
Yeah, he's in our movie Serial Buddies.
He's a costume designer in Hollywood. Okay, but he's got this very eccentric mustache and the way his beard is, and it turns out he is a pirate. On, you know, weekends, that's what they do. They all hang out together. There's pirate bars. There's a whole pirate culture.
Okay.
And there's a whole philosophy, and they do the Renaissance fairs and all that stuff. But it's almost like vampire culture. You know, there's certain people that hang out at bars, the goth clubs, and they drink blood and the whole thing. Well, there's the same thing with the pirate culture. And unfortunately, there's just such a minuscule pirate culture probably in that.
Especially wait, I'm going
to cut you off. She said, you know, we have 200 people on Facebook that are part of our pirate culture. And John said, I don't do business for just 200 people.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well, and you got, in a little bit, when we do have, when Tracy does call in, we will get a chance to talk to her. She is going to explain a little bit. She was trying to create this culture. I just think it's at the wrong place.
It is. And he said that.
Oh, yeah.
But he said that.
But
he
she
said.
Is trying to create this escape, this place where people, it's not corporate, and they can escape and just be whatever, whoever they want to be.
And so,
which also means not making any money and serving customers.
But when you're dealt that deck, when you're John, you're dealt that deck of cards, and you don't have a choice to say, let's move it somewhere with that. Well, like maybe a suburb, or I don't know, maybe there'd be some area. And you're stuck there. And to me, having been in that business, I was licking my chops at the fact that you are around all these corporations and all these, you know, definitely you could do great lunches. And this,
oh,
and
yeah. Fit.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday happy hours would be crazy.
It didn't fit.
It didn't fit. And here's the thing. If you really wanted your pirate culture that bad, have theme nights. Like every Wednesday, pirate night or, you know
like, you're
that.
Right. Like, and you know, to your point, Mondays and Tuesdays in the bar business are great for those theme nights. That's when they do, like, coffee house readings or things like that, because
you
they know
get
you're
that
dead.
Corporate,
you
that you get.
Well,
the
you know
too.
You're dead those nights, so you need these themes to kind of attract. So definitely, like Monday or Tuesday, and maybe like as a, you know, for me, I know when I'm teaching and coaching and doing stuff in the business, I try to find things to get through to people, and like I feel like if he had said, okay, I get the whole pirate thing. Let's give you this little. Let's have Monday night be this. Let's maybe there's something we can put in the logo. I don't know that just as a little, you know, but. I get bit from straight pure business. He did the right thing, but at the same time, you got to know your players as a coach, and you know the psychology of this lady and her people. Like,
and I don't feel there was enough time to learn or understand what was going on at that bar.
Well, I mean,
I think you went in no emotions, business mindset. Yeah. Bottom line: how we're going to make money on this bar? Let's get the demographics of the area, figure out.
And you got to, what do they always say? You got to fix people, right? That's the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, her quote was, it's the ultimate adult fantasy, and that's what she was doing. She was living out her fantasy.
Yeah.
And she was happy doing that.
And so were the people that
worked
there.
But no one else. No one else wanted to.
No, but
and it didn't seem to matter, though, that she was going in debt.
I mean, 900,000
at all.
And again, a lot of people that are hell bent on their things, it's like you just got to get out of their way and don't get sucked in yourself, because they're all going to go down together. They're a pirate ship.
And yeah, literally.
Yeah.
So why don't we talk about the people, the team that he brought in? So there's
can
the
I ask
crew,
one,
so everybody
can I ask
knows
one
the crew.
More thing about
yes?
pirate culture? That's going to speak loudly to you guys. Is Val had said this to me, Phil, about pirates. He's, you know, one time we were leaving. It was a Cinevegas Film Festival, and we lost someone from our film was playing at the festival, and we lost one of the stars. And I said, oh, well, we got to wait and get him. He goes, oh, no. I go, we're pirates. We stick together, right? He goes, oh, no. Pirates first rules. Every man for himself. And that's where he's like, I got to get these guys to work together, remember?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, because they mentioned that tonight,
right.
too. Everyone works as every man for themselves, mm-hmm. so they weren't working together.
Arr. Sorry,
what a mess.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so every episode, Mr. Taffer brings in a team of specialists, and they change. They change from every episode. There's a mixologist. There's a chef.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a specialty / service person.
Hospitality.
And not always do we have the service person, but he felt he needed it because these guys were.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, it's like I feel like the three of them came in to do what they would normally do, which would, I mean, it would normally work. It did work in season one, it seemed, on every episode.
Yeah. Right.
But I think the reason there was so much controversy with this episode is because they were not willing to conform,
right.
and you weren't going into your normal standard
right.
bar. This was a culture.
It was a club. It was like a club.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like a nightclub. I mean like a
pirate's club.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So what did you think of the specialists?
I mean, I liked it. There was like certain things. All right, so I felt for One-Eyed Mike a lot.
Oh,
so I'm
my
really
heart
in
broke for
when
him.
Jessie Barnes, the hospitality specialist that came in, she mm-hmm. was great, loved her, you know. And at the end, I liked her even more. But when Mike would go up to the table and she's like, stop speaking like a pirate. And I think I looked at you, I'm like, he has a nice speaking voice.
He does.
Like,
I don't think he was
like
speaking like a pirate.
That's
how he
felt
talked.
Comfortable.
That's just him.
That's how he felt comfortable. And that was
well,
one of the things.
Well, remember the one note she did say. She did, mm-hmm. after the picking on him, she said, you know, don't, you're asking me why, what brings you here tonight? You just come in and ask for my order.
Yeah.
Instead of the small talk. And you can see where the small talk wouldn't work if they ever did get busy, like a happy hour. That's why he was
yeah, that it makes mm-hmm. a lot of sense.
But John recognized, give John credit, he recognized that he had heart and he had a great
yes.
personality. And if that could be molded, he'd be great. And the poor guy wanted to try.
That was nice to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he really did. He, out of all of them, I felt, was the one who was like, all right, I want to do this, to make this place. Because he loved the place.
Well, girl, they were the only
people.
Ones they featured. Archer left.
Right, but here's,
Archer jumped ship.
But here's why I really like One-Eyed Mike, because seeing people in that pirate culture, Val and a couple of his friends, mm-hmm. you know, the fact that took a lot for him. He was. Mm-hmm. He said, this is the only place I ever fit. I finally found a job that would pay me to do my passion, which is what I love. And he basically took off his costume, and he really tried, you know, the glasses and the ponytail. Like, I give him so much credit.
Mm-hmm.
He fit in fine.
And he tried, yeah.
And he was great. He put on
he
a suit
well.
Towards
yeah.
the end, going to the corporate offices. He
yeah,
had a suit on.
He had the baggy suit. Like,
yeah,
it was
sweet.
It was
endearing.
Very sweet.
It was
and
so
very
endearing.
I'm just, you know, I want to turn real quick to Phil. I want to know if on some of the feeds, did anyone say anything about the whole pirate culture? Was there talk about, you know, how they dressed, how they treated other people?
I've been quiet over here keeping an eye on the feed. So I have to say, there hasn't been a whole lot of people talking about the pirate aspect. I think people are freaked out in general. But people love this episode. So Brian McFadden says, the only reality show I watch is this show. He said, I love tonight's episode. Steve Elton Yates says, best reality show on TV, A Pirate Bar. Really?
Agreed.
And so one exception, everyone, you know, it seems to be everyone loves except for one. Greg O'Brien says, Bar Rescue was a fun show, but it's so over the top now that I can't watch it. Music and editing are so over the top, and the constant yelling is numbing. So that's what people are saying.
Well, we kind of all agreed on that a little bit.
Yeah,
they obviously changed the structure a little bit, you know, in that regard.
Yeah, I agree on it, but it's still one of the best shows. I love watching
it's still
that
great.
Show.
No, it's so great, and we can't wait to talk about next week because, you know, it seems like to me we bounced back he's yelling, but it's like we bounce back. We actually we have progress.
That'll be fantastic.
This was zero progress.
Okay, you guys, I have to go into the kitchen. It's a mess.
Well, wait, back up on the bar. Oh, we even got over like all of you guys, all that sugar and
I know,
rum.
There's so much.
Did you see the pour?
Yes.
Who here's Tender Bar?
I have 16 years.
Okay, so yes. Please tell us. Talk to us.
I have no idea what half of those mixes are.
You were watching me, and I could not stop laughing. Excuse me. Sorry about that. And everything, even the way she poured the grog.
What was that?
Never ending.
Never. It was like...
It's not done. It's not done.
And I thought it was done. I was like, okay. And then they put the blue carousel on, and I got... My stomach started to turn, because I was like, that would just make me sick. Two sips of that would make me sick. Because when... I'm just going to knock off my headphones and, hey, how you doing? but the thing about when you're making a drink, you want to have everything just right and perfect because you want it to be able to have your sweet. You have to have the sour if you're having citrus and a little bit of sugar. And that was just all – as we're – there they are. They're making the grog as we speak.
This is the grog, you guys. This is Pirate Tavern's signature drink. This
for you guys watching us on video, we have it up on the screen here, and she's making the grog.
And she's, like
she's pouring.
I was waiting for it to spill over. You see how much, there's not a lot of room left up at the top.
No.
And I'll tell you, you know what, for being a fan of the show, one of the better mixologists, I feel like, is this girl here.
Elaine Duke, right?
Who's in both, Elaine Duke. She's and she got a commercial campaign with John Tapler for Smirnoff. So, but I think she was.
Ew.
Yeah, we're into, yeah. Well, we're going over to.
Now we're into the kitchen.
Anyway, but the bar, yeah.
The bar, and even the way the bar like looked, it looked so dirty.
Like
it's actually a pirate ship.
It's a pirate ship.
It was a pirate ship, but still, you can make it look.
You didn't like the bar wenches?
You got to make money.
Right.
You got to make money. The place isn't that busy. So if you're going to have, you know, you got to use your money makers. So I can't be mad at them for that.
Right. No.
Because I've done that before. But, you know, just make a good drink because people will come back for the money makers in the drink. But they won't come back for just the money makers.
Right. No. But you guys, did any of you feel that these guys really were not bartenders?
Well, we know the cook wasn't a cook, so what
exactly.
about the bartenders, right?
We know Chuchuano. Juiciano.
Juiciano.
I knew that was going to happen.
They were not bartenders, by the way they poured the drink. Because I would, you know, if you're going to pour a drink and you're going to have even just have a long pour like they had, you would just pour. You wouldn't, like, go like this constantly. I just feel that, I could not stop laughing, everything about it. I just kept looking at it. And that was like their drink. They didn't really make anything else until Elaine came in and they had the hottie.
And the West End.
Mm-hmm. And she showed them and she explained to them also about how to make the perfect drink.
Right.
And when they did the soft opening, when they were doing, Elaine then told them how to work.
Right.
You know, when the push came to shove. Because it is true. When they were so busy, when you're taking a drink order, first of all, you don't just take one drink order if you're really busy and just do that and then go back. You take like four or five. And then you'll, most of the time, there's a few drinks that are the same. And you just do it. And you just get it to
them. She was the one who said, we have to start working together.
Yeah, exactly. And when they did start doing that, they got so much out so much quicker. And the drinks were better.
You know, right? Guys, what I bought, you know, Phil... Where do you think that I bought my margarita machine, you guys?
Where, but you got to tell us.
It's called the Margaritaville.
Jimmy Buffett.
And that's called Margaritaville, and it's amazing, and it's huge, and I can make like up to 8 margaritas all at once. But guess what? I legit bought it on Amazon.com.
There you go.
But I went to AfterBuzzTV.com at first. I saw the banner up on the left of our website. I clicked on it. That took me to Amazon, and I bought it. And it was no extra cost to me.
Well, not a lot of extra time either.
No.
It doesn't take much time, and it allows us to get a little bit of a kickback, which helps all of this be provided for you guys on iTunes.
And the cool thing is I got a Margaritaville machine out of it.
And you got a Margaritaville
machine. Which was awesome.
Vimetta machine, which we should have here tonight, actually.
By the way, Phil, we have that second one. We can bring the one that mixes 5 and 1. We'll bring one next week. We'll surprise
that would
you.
Be you know, no, really.
We have one of our hosts, Jenna Bush. She does like drunk Amazon purchase of the week. So you know what? We got to start this more. Like, tweet us at AfterBuzzTV what you purchased, drunk or sober. It doesn't have to be drunk.
Like there you go.
You know, through
like
AfterBuzzTV.com, of course.
Yes, okay, gotta go to AfterBuzz.
Can we talk about
AfterBuzz
Giuliano?
First.
What was his name in the
Giuciano.
Kitchen?
Giuciano.
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 So the kitchen.
I thought it was Luciano.
No, Giuciano.
So it's Giuciano.
It's one of them.
All right, so
we all know who it is.
His dish wasn't so good, right?
Oh,
did
the
you see him make it?
Dish?
Oh my! And then he said, "I mean, Chef Capone,
Chef Capone,
Chef Capone." He tried the food, and Giuciano was like, "What do I have to try it for? It looks good." And then he tried it, and it was horrible.
He spit out his own food.
Oh, I don't think it's really that good. That's what I mean. The bartenders really weren't bartenders, and the chef. Oh my gosh!
But at least the bartender improvised.
Chef.
Like at least she improvised. I mean, you could tell by her form that she wasn't. It was kind of like looked more like a weapon in her hand. But he was not good at faking it. He couldn't even eat his own.
But he was also arrogant. He didn't want to fake.
Now that was a there was a lot of hostility there. No, there was no room for learning or hearing any constructive criticism at all. And you have a top chef that's being brought into your kitchen. I mean, that's like an honor. Let me learn.
Oh, I mean, all of them that were brought in, like and he was great because he knows how to run a kitchen.
Right.
Like, how do you not just knowing that, okay, I'm going to get a ton of publicity out of this. We're going to get a lot of local publicity. We're going to be seen nationally. And you know, coming out of it from seeing past seasons, I'm going to get a ton of free equipment. Right, I'm gonna get I'm gonna get stainless steel stuff out the wazoo, and I'm gonna always get some funky machines and fun stuff, whether it's a jukebox or
a
self-serving beer tap. Yeah, and how do you not just go? Let me just bite the tongue and hang in. You know,
And this is gonna get me out of $900,000 in debt.
But sometimes, you know, the whole thing is, as we all know by human nature, some of us just don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how much. Honestly, I mean, they didn't really show him too much. I mean, they bleeped out a lot of his words. He wasn't willing to help out in the kitchen at all. He didn't want to be told what to do. He didn't want to be a runner. I wonder, after watching the episode, how much responsibility he held in that Barnock succeeding. I mean, I know...
You know, maybe they sussed out the fact that he, like you guys saying, that he couldn't cook and said, let's just make you a runner. And then that would just be a complete insult to somebody. And that's maybe
it was. I felt it was insulting.
Oh, that was a definite slap in the face by saying that. If you know,
and Taffer was like, that would be a great idea. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. He loved it.
He was given that one on a platter.
We should just really quickly do iTunes because we have. I can't wait to talk to Tracy.
I know.
But in the meantime, if you guys love Bar Rescue as much as we do, please go to iTunes, check us out, but rate and comment
on our show.
Any questions or comments, anything like that, it helps us. We'll give you call-outs, and it helps
us
make
better
show.
Yeah. Good,
explain
bad,
how we do, anyway.
Tell a friend.
I mean,
they do help so much.
Absolutely.
Well, take one moment, just because this is the first episode, so if people randomly found this episode, what do we do? How do they find us? Where can they, like, how do they, what do they do?
What's that, to find us?
All right, I'll explain.
Yeah, come on, Phil.
Phil,
like, the last thing we have is time. I'm trying to rush through.
I know we're limited on time, but I will say this. If you found us, whatever way you found us, there we have an iTunes podcast, which is, of course, free, so you can look download that on your phone, your iPad, your computer, whatever you want. It's on iTunes, right? So there's that. We're also on YouTube. So you can check us out on YouTube for the video version. And, of course, if you want to watch live, we're here Mondays at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So check that out. So there's three ways to watch us. And, of course, what's the other thing that they got to do in terms of they got to rate and comment? But
tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
There you
go.
All.
Just tell a friend about us. That's it. Tell a pirate.
All these things are free.
Because they're a culture. So if one knows, there will be another that will know.
Right. Yeah, no, we do. Yes, guys, like Kim had said, we all do this for free, and we all work really hard, and we don't ask for much back. But if you could do that, it really, really helps. And plus, you know what? I love Bar Rescue so much that this actually helps Bar Rescue. And I do really love, I adore this show. And
I agree.
I'm so happy that we're here doing it, and it's great. I do feel I like it better than Kitchen Nightmares. I feel like it's a more evolved version.
I agree.
Oh yeah, I found it about 6 months ago. They were doing a marathon, and I did not leave my house.
You got sucked in, right?
You were. I was like, "Have you caught up on the Bar Rescue?" I've watched every single episode. One day. One day.
And I did not leave
okay.
my house.
Okay, you guys. What are the chances? We'll talk to Tracy. You guys, who here thinks Arch is back working at the place?
I do now.
Majority. Well, of course. Majority rules of hands. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We knew he was going to be back, but I have to say. Again, John was tough on him and yelling, but I did see the arms folded. I did not see that as somebody that did want to learn or was open to
No, but if you look at season one and all the episodes as well, it's like arms were folded. They were all resistant. He had to break them down.
But there
was
the extreme people. No, but remember the one was at Champs in Burbank.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. He threw the girl because I've had plenty of them that I've dealt with in my life.
Yeah.
And he was like, just get out because she had all the answers. Snipping back. Get out of here.
And those owners, they did.
So he does. So he was the guy, but I could see from the body language, that he was like, no, I'm not going to.
Okay.
We're looking at him.
And then say, this is the scene. Oh, we're just perfect timing on it all tonight.
But we all were sensitive to the crack about you dressing like an 8-year-old
like,
or a 6-year-old.
Yeah, you're dressing like a 6-year-old. You're acting. The things he said did not need to be said.
But it made good TV, and we're talking about it.
It
so.
Did. Yes.
True that.
Yeah. Good
it
point.
It did, which.
But I don't want John. I don't want John vilified. He doesn't need to be.
No, I agree.
He's doing something good, and I've seen him be sensitive with people.
And you know what? He's got the years, the knowledge, the success to back it all up.
Right.
And like you said, in this show, it breaks down so much. Like if you do compare it to Kitchen Nightmares, there's so many more dynamics in this show.
Right.
And there's so many more visuals for the bar owner to really grasp and get.
Right.
Why this would work. And what? Tracy didn't... They didn't even last a week.
No.
I think... I think we need to get her on the phone. I really want to show the video where they were burning down... it didn't last a week, as I said. They burned down that... Like, they
the
burned
sign.
Down the...
Oh, yeah, they burned it in effigy.
We're going to talk to Tracy. Wow. Also, we want to report, Phil, that on our Facebook page, we're going to actually have some videos that Tracy and her people made... That we're gonna load up with the pinata they made for John Taffer.
Oh, you guys,
the effigies, all the craziest. but listen, before we get there, guys, can we talk about the renovations?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
So
absolutely,
I thought phenomenal job.
Yep.
On the renovations and more. Maybe there's more money now this season, but much more involved in the renovation. I mean, to take up again contracting background, to take up a floor is not easy. To put down a floor, and they did a lot of work there.
To put in a filtration system in every table in the front for people, for the beer
for
tap.
The beer.
That is hard to do.
Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah, because you have to put all that in the, you have to put all the piping under the flooring and everything like that. So
it was $160,000 in renovations.
Wow. And who here wouldn't be excited if you were in the 9-to-5 world? Like, for lunch there, it would be great. And especially the backyard. The back area looked great for
they
like.
They weren't even using the patio before. It was not
so
even
So how
being
fun would
utilized.
It be, like, even at AfterBuzz, like, if all of us could go on a Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, just have a few drinks? Like, wasn't that great?
But I loved it. And I loved the fireplace in the middle where it had the steel over it.
Right.
It looked so amazing. I'd go into that place.
And maybe a pyro theme one night of the week.
Yes.
But not every
Monday night pyro night.
Okay, Monday night. There we go.
You guys, coming from her point of view, and she spent so much time. Granted, she was losing money. She spent so much time trying to create this culture, this fantasy world. To have it go, I mean, it's completely
we can do that
the
on
opposite
week.
Direction.
It is. And again, if I were the one coaching her, I'd say, listen.
I think she needed to be handheld through.
We can do it on Monday night. And also, like, on the weekends, we can do stuff. And you know what? Let's do good at this bar. And guess what? We can maybe open something else. We can find something else. But the two aren't mixing. And then you have to guess. I guess I would say to her, do you want to just go down with the ship? Is because that sometimes that makes people happy.
And like, I think she would have said yes.
I'll be out of business in 2 or 3 years, and that's it. And eventually get the parents' house and maybe mortgage that toward the thing. And sometimes people are happy that way.
Yeah, and I think I made the comment when we saw what it was renamed to corporate. And I even said
corporate bar and grill, and it looked very corporate. It was just
and I could see when someone said what the bleep. It's like not what they thought it would be. They thought he would come in and fix it.
And the name was a little
it was
boring, right?
Yeah, boring. And
definitely.
Right?
There wasn't
the decor and all that was fine, but corporate, like, that wasn't so good.
No, there wasn't a lot. I mean, that would have been a huge... I would have turned around and went, holy bleep as well.
Like even if it was, I don't know, like corporation or INC or just something like, you know, not saying to do those, but it was just
you guys,
like
it looked like a Google
corporate
image.
Bar. It was did. Like
I could have Googled corporate logos.
The difference.
Silhouettes.
The difference was too drastic. I mean, I do this for a living. Mm-hmm. I brand restaurants. Right. I brand people. All kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So even for me. I was excited to see the reveal, but it was just too different. I didn't even see the connect from what it was before to what it was now.
Well, he basically was admitting that. I'm throwing that out. We have to do something that works with this area. But for me, to your point about the branding, was I don't feel the name Corporate Bar is such a cool name.
No.
Mm-hmm. There's other things you can do to grasp the essence of corporation office. Come on, if the four of us really spent the next 20 minutes, I know could come up with something better than Corporate Bar and Grill.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like something, like I said, just, you know, more hip than that.
Their shock was warranted. All of them.
Well, just for the name, but, you know, like I said, when you went inside,
it was everything else, because even she said when they walked in, she goes, well, this is making me feel better. Mm-hmm. This is
then she got better. And
everybody
then
was on board, you guys.
Right.
Everybody was on board.
And then as the night went on, give me a vat of grog. Like, you know, then it was like she had changed.
And then Giuziano takes off his coat in front of the customers.
And said he was going to wipe his butt.
Yeah.
In front of the customers.
He should have been banned from the restaurant at that point. He should have just locked the door and kept him outside.
Yeah.
But I think I wish Tracy would have seen. I wish a little bit of emotion would have been taken out of it, and I wish you would have seen this is her group. I mean, you know, she created this fantasy world for them, but now look at this other
These
new
misfits
world.
Rose up, yeah.
Yes, yeah. And they're bonding. They're working together for the first time ever, and they're making money.
In a real world, in a real environment.
Wow.
Yeah. And they talked about it, too, when they opened again, how everything was running so smooth and how everybody was getting along and... Yeah.
Can you imagine how exciting that would be if you were $900,000 in debt? You're making money finally after how many years?
Yeah, I think she got so stuck on this is too drastic. It's too much of a change. Emotions. It's way too much. You know, I did something the other day and I got so wrapped up in it, and the gentleman I was talking to was like, "Take the emotion out, Kim Lai, right now." And it was like, yeah. You totally see the bottom line.
Yeah,
and you see it in filmmaking a lot, right, Phil? Yeah. I mean, Phil Spitek.
You get wrapped up
because you're passionate. This is my baby. This is my story.
Take the emotion out.
Business is business.
Right.
It is about the bottom line. If you want to succeed, honestly.
Well, you know what? We're getting off topic. Yeah. Woody Allen, of all people that you would think, right, is the most artistic and snooty, and you would think totally walks to his own beat, right? You would think he looks down on everybody, and it's his way's the highway, and he watches all his rough cuts with audiences, and he's taking copious notes on their reactions. Are they laughing here? Are they not laughing here? Do they get this? Do they get that? I sat in one with Sylvester Stallone, same thing as a director, but maybe you wouldn't respect Stallone like you would Woody Allen. But Woody Allen, and that's why he's so successful, because he's basing it on what people want and people see, not on his ego. Because he says, God, I would make every movie 3.5 hours, like a European film. But I know in America, it's especially a comedy, got to be 90 on the nose. So.
And to bring it back to the show, I mean, it's I tell people this all the time. It's not necessarily about you. Mm-hmm. It's about the person. It's about the customer, the client, whoever it is you're targeting. It's not about the pirates in this case.
No.
It's about the corporate people eating lunch.
I think
you will convert them to pirates.
We need to get her on the phone.
Please
do it.
Let's get Tracy on the phone. She's sitting there patiently waiting with a glass of what is it?
Grog.
I didn't want to call it glug. I got Tamara Berg in my head. Grog.
All right,
whatever.
I'm going to play the Pirate's Revenge while I get her on the phone.
Oh, boy.
So.
All right. Oh, you guys really got to listen to the lyrics of this.
What is this, you guys? What are we introducing, guys?
This is the burning.
We are all buccaneers, pirates,
logo.
And privateers.
They burned
in
it.
This corporate bar
and this is
the
song playing while they're burning it.
You said you'd rescue us. You disrespected us. And our dreams you tried to kill.
One-Eyed Mike singing.
I never watched your show. I had no way to know what a bastard you could be.
Listen.
Unbridled arrogance with nothing in your pants. Perfect for reality TV.
Oh, I bet you it is.
All right, we have Tracy on the line.
Tracy!
Hello!
Hi, lady. How was your day?
My day was awesome.
Did you recoup from
here at the beach?
Did you recoup from last night? You guys had. Tell us about the live event that you guys did last night in lieu of the episode on Bar Rescue.
We had a great party. It was awesome. We had tons of people there supporting us, laughing with us, watching the show, partying afterwards. It was awesome.
Well, I want you to know that, first, thank you so much for sending those video clips over today. We're going to feature those on our AfterBuzz Facebook page so people can go on there and see what a great time you guys had last night with the John Taffer piñatas and the axes and the fire and everything else that you guys burned down last night that had anything to do with the changes that were made. So, Tracy, I want to ask you a question. I want to know if you felt, I mean, we've been talking about it for a few minutes now, during most of this after show, a few minutes here. Do you feel that the pirate theme, what you were trying to do was compromised by calling Bar Rescue and having them come in and analyze your business?
Well, obviously the theme was compromised to you know, quite an extent. They changed the theme completely. You know, it was a bogus idea, corporate bar and grill. It's you know, they took one theme and made it into another really, really bad theme. It was definitely we were compromised, but we've come back out of it. You know, we survived a bad idea.
You've come back as you went back to Pirates, the Pirates Tavern, right? I mean,
oh yeah.
Okay, and so with Pirates, have you used any of the knowledge and equipment and stuff from John to incorporate into the Pirates theme? And if so, has that helped?
I can't say we really got anything out of it that helped us. I mean, we got a few items. We were really looking more for guidance and information.
Okay.
We weren't really looking for, you know, equipment or anything like that. We didn't get what we were looking for. We didn't get what we needed. And so we turned the tables around, and we went out, and we did what we had hoped they would do for us, for ourselves,
so,
and we're doing great.
What did you end up doing, Tracy?
We ended up taking our theme to the next level, as I like to put it, a little more of a grown-up Pirates visual. We ended up putting a bar up in the front, creating a presence in the front that we needed to do.
Okay.
And just... You know, we had no choice but to redo the whole thing because we had nothing left. And we're very happy with the end result. And it's worked really well for us up until, you know, today, which is, I can't complain. Last night was awesome. It was a great, great party. It was a great show of support from both, you know, existing clients and new clients. We had a lot of new people coming in showing their support for us and enjoying the drinks and the food.
Tracy, when did John Taffer leave? When did, how long ago was this all done?
You broke up a little bit there.
When did John finish? When did Bar Rescue, the show, leave your bar? How long ago, time-wise?
It was toward the end of February that the filming ended.
So about March on, you have been operating back as Pirates since March?
Oh, absolutely. We operated as the corporate bar and grill, barring the grand opening that was during the filming for exactly one day.
Wow.
And that was on a Friday, and the preceding Saturday we were Pirates Tavern again.
Tracy,
already made our decision to switch back.
Tracy, I'm just wondering, why didn't you give it a little more time since it seemed like it was working and the staff really seemed on board with the new concept?
I can't say that there really was a concept. The execution was so poorly done that we really didn't have any material to work with. And therefore, we were given a choice to completely redo everything ourselves as either the corporate bar and grill, which I find an absolutely ludicrous theme, in spite of the enormous criticism we get about the Pirates theme. Corporate bar and grill is even more ludicrous. I mean, let's be honest. If you get out of work, you've been wearing a suit and tie all day, do you really want to sit down at a high-top stool with no back on your chair and have a desk blotter as a placemat? it just didn't seem the right way to go for me at all. So we went back to what we know how to do, and we improved upon it in the way that, you know, I had hoped that they were going to help us do.
And are you making money now? Because, I mean, it's obvious that you guys were in debt. That's why you went on the show. So please tell us that there's been success in the past 5 months.
We're doing great.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, there has definitely been success.
And is Archer awesome. Back to work with you?
I'm sorry?
Is Archer back working with you?
Well, Archer never left working with me.
Okay.
Just because a talking head comes in and fires somebody doesn't mean that, you know, the bosses, my husband and I, took that at you know, face value.
Right.
Well, all we saw, he left and he didn't come back. So that's why we just wanted to check in. We kind of got attached a little bit to some of the pirates.
We love
the show.
Love One-Eyed Mike. What a great guy he is, and a great spirit.
All the characters that you've learned to love are still there, and we've hired several new ones since.
Wow. And what's your busiest night?
I would say weekends, as in most bars, are definitely our busiest nights, Friday and Saturday. It fluctuates this time of year, and, you know, because of the type of area that we're in, it fluctuates as well.
And are the majority of people that come in now, are they dressed in pirate gear, or are they just lovers of the theme?
They are not dressed in pirate gear, nor have they ever always been dressed in pirate gear. We have an eclectic core of regulars whom I love, respect, and you know, I would never want them to not be there. Who like to dress as pirates just like we do, but the bar is open to anybody who wants to come in and show off their inner geek or gawk at the geeks. We have great food, great beer, great ambiance. People come in, they make friends, they come back, and that's what we're about. You know, we're trying to create an environment where people feel welcome and have a good time.
Tracy, I have to ask, it's Kim Lai. Who's cooking in the kitchen?
Who's cooking in the kitchen? Currently, the same people are cooking in the kitchen that were, minus Jason, who decided he wanted to go back to corporate chain and learn a little bit more. He had been hired before Bar Rescue had started filming, and it was a little bit too much for him at the time. We're hoping that he's going to gain a little more corporate experience and maybe come back on board once we have hired a more experienced chef, which we're in the process of interviewing now.
What, do you have something, Phil?
Yeah, I have a question here on Twitter from Jessica Espinoza. Tracy, she wants to know, are you happy you did this, all of this? Are you happy you were involved with this?
It's a double-edged sword. I had a lot of respect for John Taffer, his company, and Bar Rescue based on what I'd seen from previous shows and my own research. I really expected this to be an enormous benefit for us, whether they made us into a sports bar or whatever they did. I thought that we would come away with, you know, a lot of really good advice and good training and whatnot. Unfortunately, that was not the case. And if you had asked me this question several months back when I was in the throes of painting and varnishing and trying to clean things up and only being able to open on weekends, I would have said that it was a terrible decision. But at this point, I'm really happy with where we are. I'm thrilled with the community support that this has generated. And I have to say, business is great.
And also, you know, you got to remember, this is you just got a half hour on one of Spike's top-rated shows. I mean, to pay for that kind of advertisement for yourself and your bar would be a fortune. So, you know, it's great that you've got it where you want to be, but you just got all this major national and eventually international publicity.
I'm not sure how that's going to go as far as publicity.
Tracy, it's working. Tracy, yeah, listen, we're talking about you right now. We're talking about you right now. Really? It's working.
Exactly. and it's all good from where I stand.
Yes.
There's a lot of crazies out there. We got a lot of phone calls last night. People have a lot of angry words for us that have never set foot in the tavern. I guess just based on the show, I'm not sure how that will pan out, but I guess it's like everything else. We we take it one step at a time and we learn as we go.
Yes, and we'll let people come up with their opinions when they see these videos on our AfterBuzz TV Facebook fan page.
And you're, Tracy,
that's awesome.
But Tracy,
appreciate it.
Tracy, can I ask you what your opinion was? So we know what's up with some of your feelings. What did you think of the chef and the mixologist? Were they credible? Were they talented?
I'm sorry, you broke up again. I'm sorry.
The experts, the mixologist and the chef. Do you feel as though they were talented people?
The experts. I have mixed feelings about that. There, we got great people. Everybody we worked with on the set, the producers, the experts, everyone were really great people. We made some friends there. As far as actually getting any kind of productive help, no, I would say we really didn't. But no disrespect to the experts themselves. I'm sure maybe in another situation with someone else leading the team, that might have been different.
Gotcha. And what did you think about John? Do you feel like he was just, it was too much yelling and screaming? Like, do you feel like he was putting
on
an
really
act?
I'm not sure really what to think of John. Like I said, I had expected something different. I expected someone who had a lot more professional integrity. I expected someone who would see things a little bit more clearly and a little bit more in terms of the reality of what was going on instead of making a TV show. I'm not sure if maybe, he had some horrible incident as a child like some people have with clowns and are scared for the rest of their lives. Maybe he just doesn't like pirates. I'm not really sure what happened there, but we definitely got the short end of the stick.
And
no question about that.
When's the last time you heard from anyone from Bar Rescue, the show? I had a friend who did Top Chef, and she stayed in touch with them for a while. She was kicked off the show in the first two weeks, and she stayed in touch with them for... Have you heard from anyone from the show? From Spike or Bar Rescue?
I'm not sure what your question is.
Have you heard from anybody? Has anyone been in touch with you from Bar Rescue?
Oh, as far as follow-up, absolutely not.
Nothing?
Absolutely not. We have not heard from a single person since they left 3 days after the filming, or the last of them left.
Wow.
There has been absolutely no follow-up, to the best of my knowledge, but, one never knows.
Right.
If there's been hidden cameras placed in there again or somebody walking around, I really don't know.
Yeah, so that leads us to believe that the epilogue that they do is just literally based on 3 days afterwards. Right? I mean, that's...
Best of my knowledge, I don't know. Nobody has followed up with me.
Gotcha. Well.
That's...
Sorry. Well, that's all I have for you. No one has spoken to me since the show was filmed.
It's interesting because today, I don't know if you know about this, Tracy, we talked about this earlier. John Taffer did an interview with Huffington Post today reacting to last night's episode. And he said to the Huffington Post today, I think it defies logic regarding switching back to the old theme.
Mm-hmm.
He says, whether one likes the aesthetic or concept I created, there are certain logical, indisputable points that one can't argue with. Tracy, I'd love to know your thoughts on his comments today.
As far as the statistics and the information that were presented, I'm not sure where they got. I mean, I know that their research, I'm sure, is founded on their research. And I'm honestly not sure, again, what you want, what your question is there.
Sure, just looking for a reaction. He gave an interview to Huffington Post today because a lot of people are wondering, what his thoughts were. That I think it's the first time it's happened where, he went in and mm-hmm. changed a bar and they switched back.
So quickly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, a lot of them, some of them have switched names back, but the fact that you really just threw it all out in a few days, I think it caused quite a stir. But by the way, you made good television because for them to make you the premiere episode means a lot. That's generally one of the stronger episodes of a series is the first one. So congratulations on that, Tracy.
Yeah, to push a season.
Yeah.
So you could get that as the first episode.
I'm definitely having a hard time hearing you guys. I'm hearing you all at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
Okay, well, Tracy, listen, thank you so much for the footage and the pictures, and thank you for calling in. It was such a pleasure to talk to you, and we definitely, definitely wish you the best of luck over at Pirates Tavern.
Thank you all for your support, and hopefully someday you'll make it down to downtown Silver Spring.
Love it.
Arrgh.
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 Have a good night. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, I'm so glad we called her.
Yes.
See?
That was fun.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
That was amazing.
And she was really, really articulate, and she wasn't going after anybody, and I really loved the way she handled herself.
But I do think, like, earlier we were talking about, you know, sometimes people, you just can't... There's a serious butting of the heads.
But man, she made sense, though.
Yep.
Yeah, she made
sense. Right? You kind of at least see her side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I wonder, though, guys, I wonder, do you really believe that they're making more money now?
I don't.
No.
She didn't give any numbers, so I need to see the numbers.
I don't think she's going to say either. I mean, if you just did this episode, there was so much controversy. You're not going to...
You've got to wear the brave face.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got to wear a brave face.
Listen, you guys... Everyone out there watching, everybody listening, we're going to be back next Monday for another AfterBuzz TV recap of Bar Rescue. So make sure to tune in Monday night, 7 p.m. You can catch us on YouTube, live streamed by the Akamai Technologies.
Yes.
And you can also download us on iTunes. Dorinda, Twitter.
My Twitter handle is Lula Cherry Films.
Lula Cherry Films.
Is that awesome?
I'm retired. I'm out of it.
Retired. Next. Social media expert, Phil.
Yes, mine is at Phil Palin.
Excellent. You can follow me at Kim Lai Yingling. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight for Season 2, Episode 1 of Bar Rescue.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.